Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the thoughts of one of our good friends. We love talking to him. Mike Golic Jr., of course, DraftKings NFL analyst, host of the Gojo podcast. Mike Golic Jr., good to talk to you, bud. How you been?
I'm doing well. I would have been a lot better if I had just grabbed Bengals plus 1.5. Start of the week, but here we are.
What do you think about, I just think, I'll take it a step further, Gojo. How about this? Not only can the Bengals no longer play the underdog card here, I think, honestly, it would be a disappointment if they don't win this game, considering, and I don't mean to sound callous here, but you've been given a gift of Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league, might be playing on one leg. You have to win this game now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it would be a massive disappointment because, as Bengals fans will remind you, they didn't need a banged-up Patrick Mahomes to beat this Chiefs team the last three or four times that they've done it, one of which was in the postseason stage this time last year. So, yes, given where the Bengals are, even with the injuries up front, the core and the important parts of a team that made a Super Bowl run last year are all there. So, yes, losing to peg-leg Patrick Mahomes would be a brutal way to go down.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate here. Is it possible that they ran into a team that was emotionally spent in Buffalo and had no interest in playing in the snow, and that sort of made all their flaws with the offensive line just sort of go away, and that maybe we'll see not quite as dominant a Bengals team next week? I'm just throwing it out there because Maggie's a Bills fan, and she thinks the Bengals just beat the greatest team on earth. But is it possible that this O-line was a bit of a mirage this week?
So I think you're right in that there were certain circumstances, right? Like, none of the matchups this deep in the postseason we could treat as opponent agnostic. We go back a week before to the Bengals matchup against a much better Baltimore Ravens defense in different circumstances, and we saw a different outcome. And we know for the Kansas City Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo, a coordinator that they know really well, it's not going to be what Buffalo had, a defense that played like it didn't have its feet underneath it, and played a lot of what we've seen from Buffalo all year, right? They're going to rush four. They're going to play with the too high safety look. And they're not really going to challenge them at the line of scrimmage in those ways. So the Bengals got to get the run game going. They got to take some of the pressure off that O-line. The Bengals built the plane in the passing game out of checkdowns, out of short plays, out of Joe Burrow taking what was there for him. We know the Chiefs are going to present a wholly different challenge. Spags can't help himself, even to a fault last year in the last game of the regular season when these two teams played. And he kept blitzing them, and it kept giving them one-on-one looks with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And we all kept throwing our hands up going, why are you doing this, man? That's who he is. And so if the Bengals do win, it's going to look very different because I don't think it's going to be Joe Burrow getting to sit back there, get the ball out quickly, with a comfortable pocket. It's going to be Joe Burrow being smart, knowing where the pressure is coming from, and having to beat blitz looks with Spags saying, we're going to go out either with our shield or on it this weekend.
Mike Golic Jr. is joining us. He's a DraftKings NFL analyst. I love when I go on to DraftKings, Gojo, because we're big DraftKings people over here, and we just see your face right there next to the specials and everything. It's wild. We love it. And it's comforting. You know, I'm like placing my bets with you. And it feels good. What's your lean for Philadelphia and San Francisco? Perloff and I were just talking about this game.
Yeah, so I lean Philadelphia right now. And again, accounting for opponent, it's not going to look as easy as it did for Philly against the Giants team, where we were all riding high on good feelings after what they did to the Vikings, forgetting that the Giants had also been one of the worst rush defense teams in the NFL, going up against a team that I think just as important as Jalen Hurts looking healthy coming off the bye in that game was their right tackle, Lane Johnson, because when that unit is healthy, Philly has claimed to the best offensive line in the NFL. The best strength-on-strength matchup of the weekend, bar none, is going to be that 49ers front seven against the Eagles offensive line. I am excited. That is a battle of titans on both sides of the ball with Nick Bosa and Fred Warner going up against that group. But I just think for Philadelphia, one, defensively, they are built to be an absolute pressure cooker for a rookie quarterback.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Brock Purdy on the other side, who looked a lot more like a rookie in that first half against the Dallas defense that similarly, athletes up front, got upfield, made him uncomfortable, and made Kyle Shanahan uncomfortable. Made Kyle Shanahan coach that game from a turtle shell, almost like he was a defensive background head coach, saying, I'm just not going to get in the way on offense. We're not going to be too aggressive on offense, and has openly stated that. And so I think Philly can make them equal parts uncomfortable in that way. And then they've got an offense on the other side, captained by a quarterback in Jalen Hurts, who, when he's healthy, can play with the math as a runner and can give that Eagles offense the lift it needs to be the difference.
Okay, take away the X's and O's, Mike. What about the link, the effect of that crazy house and the Eagles fans? Even if it is an even matchup, that feels like a huge advantage for Philly to me.
I mean, think about it. They supported lacrosse so they could get drunk earlier in the day last
night. It's a commitment. That's what it's called.
There is no length that they will not go to make sure that they can be properly steeped in alcohol for the entire day and ready to go for that matchup. And listen, against the Giants, you had the added flavor of a division rival in the divisional round, which is awesome. But I think everyone around, including the fans, can smell the opportunity here. Can see, you know, we had yesterday, last weekend, the five-year anniversary of that beatdown against the Vikings during that postseason run. There's a lot of things that are starting to feel familiar to a franchise and a fan base that appreciates, man, look at how quick Howie Roseman and company got us back to this stage by retooling and making some really prudent moves.
So what, it's a 3 o'clock game. What's the ideal time to arrive at the link, in your opinion? If you, just as a fan, not as a media member.
Are we tailgating?
If you're a fan, you absolutely got to be out there. I mean, the crack of dawn is not asking too much. You know, you think about even in normal circumstances, like a regular season college football game, which at this point with that fan base, you have to assume they're going to operate like a pack of college kids.
Yeah.
And in normal circumstances, for a 3 p.m. kick at a college game, you'll see people out there at 9 in the morning. You'll see people setting up, firing up the grills in between 9 o'clock and 10. So, yeah, you got to go out there and get after it. It is on everybody right now. Every hand on the rope, and let's pull this thing together.
Well, Mike Golic Jr. joining us. All right, so what was the drink of choice when I'm presuming you were toasting all of your Notre Dame pals when Sam Hartman committed to the Irish?
Oh, man, I had to go back. Because, again, there's a lot of moments doing this job where I look at everything through the lens of an analyst, and I look at it from 30,000 feet, and I try and take off my golden helmet and put it to the side and analyze it. When that one happened, I went back to pole two in the Notre Dame parking lot and was slamming Natty Lights into my head. It was what a day and what a time for Notre Dame. I mean, the most accomplished quarterback we've had on campus since Brady Quinn, you know, the good, you know, last couple of seasons of Jimmy Clausen. This has been a long time coming for this team at the juncture they're at right now in a new program. It's incredible.
Hey, I don't want to talk about a rival here at all, but I had a theory that Harbaugh would want to go back to Michigan because they have a great chance next year with the other – everyone lost their quarterback, Ohio State, Alabama, who's the other one? And Georgia lost their quarterbacks. Any chance that that Harbaugh said, wow, I really got a shot here with Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, it probably factored into it. I don't know realistically what the chances with all the NFL jobs were that someone was going to take that plunge and offer right now. We haven't really seen a lean publicly or any leaks that came from that side that would indicate, man, there was one team that had him circled that was going to throw heaven and earth at him to make it happen, and it just didn't work out. So I'm sure it was a factor, though, in this process because he has hit the sweet spot now. Even when Jim Harbaugh was winning games and doing double-digit wins in his first few seasons in Ann Arbor, you weren't beating the other team. You weren't getting to the playoff. You weren't winning Big Ten championships. So I'd imagine for a guy back coaching at his alma mater, it's got to be fun to have weathered the 2020 storm and come out on the other side getting all those back pats and now really feel, because you heard the rallying cry from this Michigan team when they head back to the playoffs this year. They had their eyes on Georgia. They wanted revenge against that team. It wasn't just Ohio State this year. It was, we want to get over that next hump. And they overlooked TCU and they got beat. And there's some things that they've got to revamp as a team philosophically if they do want to take that next step. But to your point, bringing back head coach and quarterback is a great place to start always in college football.
Mike Golic Jr., can't tell you how much we appreciate it. DraftKings NFL analyst. He's the host of the Gojo podcast. Go download it wherever you get your podcasts. Mike, we'll see you out in Phoenix, right?
Sounds good. Can't wait, guys.
Talk to you soon. Mike Golic Jr. Got to get a little college talk in with Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.